Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're talking real money.
Tom's throwing things. Tom, quit throwing things. You're such a child.
I already got everything wrong inside, and he's throwing them at Debbie.
You threw it at Debbie.
Paying me extra for that.
He's throwing stuff at you. I know.
What's that all about?
I don't know what his problem is.
I'm going to get her free wood-fired pizza tomorrow. How about that?
All right. That's a good payment. You're going to hit him with a water bottle. 855-935-TALK. I want to give you that phone number right now because that is the key. That is your key to a brighter future here at Retire Meet 2022 in Bellevue, Washington. I'm Don, along with Tom, talking real money.
Yeah, I mean, and you weren't sure this would work today because, of course, we're still... And we've kind of exited, I guess, the pandemic, but we're still in the middle of COVID.
No, I think we just created a super spreader event.
Don't even say that jokingly. But, you know, I think we have around 300 people here. And then online, it's been between 350 and 400 as the day's gone on. So it's great. So join us next year. A couple of people come up and said, I had no idea how much information is provided.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. It's really good. Give us a call, 855-935-TALK. We promised in the last hour to talk about something.
Oh, gosh.
I want to read you this paragraph from Barron's, the news magazine thing. The heyday of the 60-40 portfolio, an allocation of 60% stocks and 40% bonds, is over.
It's done.
Period.
Yep.
That according to Bank of America Securities. I thought Bank of America Securities was Merrill Lynch. That's what I thought.
Yeah, they got their own people.
They said that the popular investment strategy is having its worst year ever.
Which is total malarkey. It had a far... We could go back 20 years and give you five worse years.
And they say
2008,
that...
2008, far worse.
That the 60-40 portfolio is on pace. What are they talking about? On pace.
Oh, I know. I love that line.
To lose 49% this year. What?
I just looked.
Where did they get that number? Hold on. I want to start with some other numbers.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. The S&P 500 to date.
Yeah.
2022 down about 15%.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's right.
Okay.
15. Yep.
The Vanguard Balanced Index.
Yep.
I keep contracting words. Is down about 14%.
That's right.
The dimensional funds. 60-40 portfolio is down about 10%.
Yeah, and I just looked at the portfolios that we manage, and they're lost a little over 8%. This is in no way the worst year. I mean, that's in a 60-40. No way the worst year ever. I mean, this is total nonsense. Again, I could go back 2000, just 2 years ago was far worse. 2008, far worse. I bet there's something in the early 2000s that was worse. I mean, that's an outrageous statement. The only argument you could possibly make is stocks have gone down and bonds have gone down. So the whole idea that you have this ballast somehow that most of the time you do hasn't worked this year. By the way, last time I checked, we're 4.5 months into the year. So it's not the whole year. And how in the world can they say projecting a loss of 50% of your money?
Well, it's because they say, quote, inflationary policies. Now, I want you to all look for the wiggle word. I call them wiggle words. Words that modify what they're saying and allow them wiggle room to get out of whatever their prediction might be. Ready?
Yeah.
Inflationary policies may accelerate the bear market in bonds and keep equities under pressure. Where's the wiggle word?
May.
And by the way, interest rates may stop going up. The stock market may start going up again. We don't know. But here's their advice, Tom. I love this advice.
By the way, before you do that, here's an important thing.
Yes.
It's not about even the reporting. It's about what they're going to tell you next. This is where you should be very defensive, because it, instead of using the old 60-40, which is never going to work again, you're going to...
Well, if you have, quote, higher risk tolerance, and you want to gradually build exposure today...
Yes.
We suggest, this is being B of A, we suggest a combination of shorter duration credit, natural resource equities, and I love this last line, and companies that prioritize shareholder returns.
Wait, companies that make money?
All companies prioritize returns?
Isn't that who they're working for? I mean, that is ridiculous, all three of those. I mean, in other words, so like, what is that, forest land or something, you mean? Or
I don't know, and I don't know how they get to that. I guess they think gold's going to do well. It is literally bunk. This stuff is bunk.
And you, the comments, I love.
The comments are hysterical on this article. One guy says, "We should hold companies that prioritize shareholder returns." Wow, this is incisive.
By the way, I'm hoping if you're an investor, you have some of those in your portfolio today. Be my suggestion.
And they had another line in there that I loved, which is, "High inflation is having a corrosive effect on stocks and bonds." Really?
Another shocker there.
Oh,
who would have thought of that?
They are incisive, those people at B of A. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. We've got tons of lines open. If you couldn't get in, call now.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's vestory.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
It's only once or twice a year that Tom and I get together in the same room and talk about money. Now, it's been an unusual year this year. We've done it twice in like a month.
Yeah, because I was just down in Arizona, Florida.
No,
whatever.
Wait, we have more water in Florida than they do in Arizona.
Boy, do you have a lot of water.
We have
fly
a lot of water.
Fly in and see all those lakes. Yeah, it's crazy.
We have water. We have humidity.
That you
855-935-8255 is our phone number. Do you know cell phones, when they're around wires,
they make some weird noises.
I'm Don McDonald along with Tom Koch. You can call us right now. I love this comment on that story we were talking about, the 60-40 story. This guy says, "I prefer Jack Bogle's advice. Don't just do something, stand there."
Yeah. I think that's absolutely perfect.
Because it's the best advice.
You want to do something. You feel like you got to. I don't want to watch my money go down. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch these things happen. By the way, I will be interviewing Eric Balchunas this week, who wrote, did I get that right?
I don't know.
I think I did.
How would I know? I'm not interviewing him.
He wrote the book, The Bogle Legacy. No.
Bogle Effect.
Bogle Effect. Thank you. And if you're into John Bogle, that's a great book.
You know, it's funny. I was looking around at all the speakers at this event, and we've been doing this event now eight years now. I think this is the eighth year.
Wow.
We did a virtual one last year. We've done seven live ones with real people. And I was looking at all the speakers, and my gosh, most of them look so old.
Older than us. Far older than us.
Yeah. I was looking. I'm going, these are a bunch of crotchety old men.
And women. Yeah.
Women, you know, it's funny, though. The women tend to look better as they get older.
Ah, there is that.
They're good at it. So, anyway, give us a call. 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. We have had, you know, and this, we talk about this every now and again. We've had a bad year for both stocks and bonds. And a lot of people are looking to people like us or to their bad brokers or bad insurance agents for advice on what to do now. Tom, what should you do? What do you need to do?
I just had
a great conversation
with a woman who said, I really think I should sell some of my stocks now.
Yeah, it feels like you need to do something.
Well, why do you want to? Well, you know, because the market's going down and it just feels like a time to get out of stocks. So we had the conversation about your portfolio is about you. It has nothing to do with the market, because markets are going to be the markets. By the way, Friday might have been the turnaround for a great next bull market. Who knows?
Or it could have just been a pause right. and a big right. nasty bear.
Indeed. And by the way, it's another reason to stay invested because you don't know when those little pop-up. I mean, we used to have that great slide that showed if you missed the 10 best days, how little you end up with over a long period. So, no, I mean, yeah, you're right. You know this if you've listened to the show long. No, we don't think you should do anything, but that's only true if your portfolio is correctly built for your situation today. If it is indeed not, then yeah, but you should be changing that at any time. It shouldn't matter that it's today.
But this is a kind of, if you are of the, you got that feeling, I need to do something, I need to move money. We've discovered in our years of doing this that the vast majority of the portfolios we look at are horribly out of balance and yeah. horribly out of whack anyway. So maybe this is an opportunity. This down market that's got people looking at their portfolios, doesn't this strike you as an opportunity to kind of get it right for a change?
Yeah, I mean, again, and that's one of the things we offer today with the Retire Map, which I think is one of the great deals in the financial services world, because for $99, we're going to look at your portfolio, really give it the x-ray, right? See how diversified you are. See how much risk you're taking and see how much you're paying others. I mean, I talked to somebody earlier this week that's paying, I think the average mutual fund expense was 1.5 and their C-share. So he's paying another large continuing commission on top. I mean, so those are things you have to know.
And along with your Retire Map for only $99, apparently you get a free copy of the latest edition of Financial Physics.
Which we just stirred a lot of controversy in the fact that
Amazon for $7.99.
And we were selling it here for $20. Well, I'm trying to make
it. Did anybody buy it at $20?
I hope the whole room. I don't know. I'm waiting to see what we got.
Is this how you're buying dinner for the staff tonight?
Financing whatever comes up. So, no, I mean, again, you're right. Is there a one time better than another? This time, because you should, your portfolio should always be correct. So if it turns out that you're looking at it today and you're like, wow, I've lost a lot more money than I thought, then maybe you should look into why that is. And maybe you should look into whether it is truly correctly built at a very low cost. You can build portfolios today for almost nothing. I mean, frankly, our portfolio, the average expense ratio is like 0.13 or something.
Over the whole portfolio?
The whole portfolio.
0.13, yeah, and then you, like, under $1 million, you pay 1%
yeah,
for management.
I mean, so the whole, that includes all the planning, all the work. I mean, it's a great deal. So,
but the Retire Map, just so you know, yeah, just $99.
Which I guess you could
go,
you could
actually
cheat and go online and do
I
that.
I already told a caller, because she needed it.
Oh, okay.
She needed it. She was like, well, the one who said wanted to retire early.
Ah, okay.
And I said, you know, you probably just need to sit down with an yeah. advisor.
Yeah.
And right now you can do it. You can get an actual printed plan.
Yep.
Which we call My Retire Map.
And how do you just go to
you go to retireme.com,
yeah, which is a live site now. So yeah,
you know, anyway, I don't do the design work anymore, and you can certainly tell.
Is that why they don't have "eat" in the retire? Yeah. It's retire yeah. something. So
yeah.
Anyway,
I used to design the websites. I don't anymore.
No, you're a very busy man. So yeah, I mean, again, back to where you started good. All this.
Yeah,
you got to know. You can't just say it's handled. Because when people tell me that too, then it's like, what do you mean? It's, I got a guy.
Well, I got a guy, but that's right. The problem. They think yeah. that the guy or gal that they have is actually doing right by them, because generally speaking, they believe that because they're so nice.
Oh, just
it's
sweethearts.
Like the first caller who wanted to know about Del Walmsley.
Oh, they want to know about Del.
And he said, but he's so convincing.
But he is very convincing. I've heard his show.
Why is he so convincing?
Because
he's
got
a great
salesman product to sell. Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful.
He does not
great.
Have a great product.
No, I meant that facetiously.
Oh,
the great product.
You know,
is,
they can't see your facetious face on the radio.
I mean, the great product is his real estate money making machine, right? I mean,
that's where he makes
blank.
His money.
Right.
If anyone had a system whereby they could make ridiculous amounts of money with little or no work,
so. That's a bit of a stunner, actually.
We were just handed a note. Now we do not understand this, because earlier in the week, Paul Merriman asked specifically for 3 hours to talk. Yeah. And we told him he could only have 30 minutes.
And we
were just literally just handed a note saying Paul has finished his presentation
early. So
you got to
get out of here. You got to go introduce Apollo.
So
well.
I'm going to go introduce Apollo.
Tell Paul
and Tom will come back from the break and hopefully talk with you at 855-935-TALK. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Set your course for a great future with a free copy of our 60-page Better Retirement Guidebook at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to Talking Real Money. Today, live on this Saturday, May 14th, from the Meydenbauer Center in Bellevue for Retire Meet 2022. But you can still call 855-935-TALK and ask questions. Love to hear from you. We've talked about everything about real estate, retiring early, kind of all over the map. So whatever your question is, please bring it up. And I love the questions we get, not only in the show, but in person. It's been so much fun to see people again face to face and talk to them about their situation and try to get them some good advice on their lives. But I am fascinated because when you come to Retire Meet, you already know a certain amount, right? Because you heard the show or you talked to somebody or et cetera. There's a level of knowledge that you have. And then oftentimes you say, but what about this or what about that? And we all want to dive in to the end. In other words, we want to know, okay, how do I invest? Well, what's the purpose of the money? Well, I don't know. How much risk are you willing to take? I'm not sure. How long until you need this money? Not positive. So there's all kinds of things you need to do first before you get to make a decision about how to invest that money. That's what we try to get to on this program often because, again, many of you will call me, call us, ask us, hey, I have this money. What should I do with it? And the correct answer from any financial advisor should be, you know, I don't know. And it shouldn't be I don't know because I don't know what's going on in the market. It shouldn't be I don't know because, you know, I don't have a plan for money. They should have that. But they don't have a plan for you. And many of you don't. And I know it's not as interesting. It's not as exciting as when we just tell you, well, just go ahead and buy this or buy this or go ahead and invest this way or here's an easy way. And we try to give you easy ways, but you got to have that plan first. Once you have that in place, then the rest of it becomes so very, very easy. Let's go back to the telephones. Mark joins us on Talking Real Money. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Tom and Don. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
It's kind of a just quick question. It's more about inflation. I know that's on everyone's minds lately. And I know the Fed has been trying to increase the interest rates to hopefully, quote, slow down inflation. And since they have started that, I think it was back in March, it doesn't seem like it's doing a whole lot of good. If anything, it's actually getting larger. So I'm just curious how that strategy is going to help reduce or slow down the inflation.
Yeah, to go back to your assertion that it hasn't helped. Actually, technically, inflation year over year in April was lower in April than it was in March. Okay. So actually, technically, inflation's gone down a little bit. It's still over 8% a year. That's way outside of the historical norm, which going back to the mid-1930s is somewhere around 3%. So historically, this is high. It's not the highest. Late 70s, early 80s, we had higher inflation, believe
it
or not.
But it's fed by all kinds of weird stuff,
too. It's been an unusual time.
Very unusual
time. But his question, Mark's question is kind of, you know, can they slow it, I guess, in a way? Is it going to work or should it already be working? The short answer is no. A few rate increases probably won't do it. It's going to take more than that. There's a lot of people that think that the Fed is behind the eight ball. They waited too long. Larry Swedrow told me that in an interview a couple of weeks ago, and he's an economist.
But there again, there's so many things affecting this. One of the biggest impacts on inflation currently is something that is uncontrollable by any government except, well, maybe that of Russia.
Oh, they're doing a good job of their control.
And that is the fact that energy prices are one of the biggest components of inflation, and energy prices have been soaring not due to loose money policy, but due to a war.
Yeah.
A war, because now there's a bidding war for oil and natural gas. Europe is paying top dollar for it. The rest of the world is paying top dollar for it. So there are so many factors.
Yeah, but back to that, the United States, doesn't it have enough now for its own?
Well, yeah, but it's bidding wars. That's the thing. U.S. oil, a U.S. oil company, we may be able to get more money selling it to Europe than in the United States.
Okay, so why would I do it here when I can just pump it there and hand it off to them?
Yeah, so we don't know. We don't really know about inflation. We don't know about the future, any part of it. But we do know that things even out over time.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestry advisors help you save your future at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
You know, in my career on the radio, I've done almost every kind of talk show that can be done. Literally, I've done general talk, political talk, shrink talk, money talk, and no topic that I've ever talked about is really more important than this one. Because this is your life. This is the stuff that fuels your existence, and it is the thing that we get wrong more often than almost anything else, because there are so many people out there that are trying to take advantage of you. So before you succumb to them, please, please call us first at 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. And Lori, it is your time. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi. Is this Hi,
Lori.
Dawn?
This is Dawn.
Hi. And this is Tom.
Hi, hi. You're both there. I want you to know that I'm also watching Retire Me today remotely.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm in two places at once like you are.
Yeah, we tried. It's, you know, and we discovered it's not as hard as we thought.
There's a lot of us to go around, so what can you say? Yeah.
So what can we do for you today?
Okay, so I have a question today that is sort of more about my children. I have a 25-year-old daughter who is married, and her husband, you know, in the same age category. And they were working for a company. They were each working for different companies, but they have, you know, somewhere around $30,000 a piece in 401ks right now. And then they each took advantage, I guess, of the, what do they call it, the great resign, and got better jobs. And each of them are in new companies now. And they have 401ks in their new companies as well. So the question is, each of them, their 401ks are still sitting at the old companies. And the question is, would it be best for them to roll those old 401ks into their new 401ks? Or each of them has, Roth IRAs too. So they've already funded their Roth. Would it be, one of them is in Fidelity and the other one's in Schwab. Would it be better for each of them to open their own, like a self-directed IRA, and put it in Fidelity or Schwab, wherever they are?
How big are the amounts that we're talking about, roughly?
It's about, about $30,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so in a general sense, I'm going to recommend rolling it to the new plan. Keep their lives simple. Then you build the new plan with that in mind. Here's the complexity, possibly.
Yes.
That if the new plan is not a good plan,
there you go.
High expense funds, if it's not well diversified, etc., that maybe it makes sense to do what, and when you say self-directed, that's an industry specific term that suggests you're going to do some wacky things. You just want a regular IRA. Anyway, I mean, here's a suggestion, because this is free service. We have a website called 401411.com, 401411.com. They can send their new plan in there. We will analyze it and tell them whether or not it makes sense to move the money from the old to the new, or it just makes more sense to move it into an IRA. You mentioned something else here that I want to make sure you understand. They cannot roll that into a Roth IRA unless they pay the tax on that, because that's just going to be income if you take the money out of the you could move it to an IRA and then move it to a Roth, but that's simply going to be, you have to pay regular income tax on that, which generally is not a good idea. So, again, I like simplicity, so that's why generally I would say just move it to the new plan, build the right asset allocation, but you could look at the new plan first to see if it's, you know, not a quality.
You want to make sure that the new plan has no load, index or passive mutual funds. You don't want actively managed funds. You don't want loaded funds. You don't want funds with high 12B1 fees. And that's why it would behoove them. We may already have done a look at their 401. Take a look at 401411.com. They may already be there, and we have suggestions for you. But generally, yeah, keeping it all in one place just makes life easier. But they already have IRAs at Fidelity and Schwab anyway, so that might just be easier.
Is that what you were saying? Do they have IRAs at Fidelity and Schwab, or is that where their retirement plans are custodian?
I think you said there were IRAs. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. Got another line open for you. And still a great deal of time remaining in our live program from the Meydenbauer Center in Bellevue.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
We're still here.
Barely.
We're at the Meydenbauer Center.
Yeah.
In Bellevue, a retire meet.
I think it's nap time about now.
I am telling you. Whoa. I am. It's days like this when your adrenaline is really high.
Yeah.
That as you approach this time in the afternoon, man, are we dragging.
I think we should bring over some younger people, let them finish the show.
Yeah, they're dragging.
Yeah.
And they're young. Move that away from that. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. As I'm yelling at Tom,
man,
right next
not?
To me.
Tom is literally. I got yelled at by you. I got yelled at by Barb. I got yelled at. I guess Paul Merriman didn't yell at me. But,
it's that kind of day.
Yeah.
It's that kind of day for you. Paul Merriman yelled at me. He called me a creep.
Really?
Well, he said I was the creepiest because I crept up on him to get him off the stage. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. We'll talk about money with you because your money matters really do matter to us. And your money matters to us, Eileen. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. And there's no way that you are the creepiest. You are wonderful.
Thank you. I knew Paul was wrong. I knew it.
What can I do for you? Jest. I know he did.
Yeah, I know he did.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, I'll ask the question first, and then if you want some details, you can guide me from there. But the question is the property that my husband and I bought when my grandfather passed away. We'd like to sell it, and because using my husband's investment fund, we had an opportunity to buy a home that we really wanted. It'd be a second home. It's right across the street from our regular residence. And in the future, if we wanted to rent it out, it would be right there. My grandpa's property is pretty much run down, and it's far away. And the problem is, so now we need to know, should we try and subdivide this property if the opportunity presents itself, or should we just try and sell it as quickly as possible? We have relatives in there who are trespassing and staying in there using the paralyzed nephew as a tugging at our hearts that you could possibly have us move, but they're not paying rent there. They just want to stay there. And they know that my husband has lost $130,000 to buy the home across the street from our primary residence because we had only, 3 months to borrow out of the investment fund and then repay that. Otherwise, we'd have to pay taxes on it, which they just laughed and said, go ahead and pay taxes. We're not leaving.
I got to tell you, this is Eileen, this is really easy. This is so easy. One, you don't want to get involved in the process of subdividing a property. The governmental paperwork you have to go through, it is a very, very specific kind of business. There are developers who do it for a living. I would probably try to sell it to a developer who does that for a living.
Exactly. I mean, I would start and get a professional that knows, as Don said, how to navigate this and do not try it on your own. They're out there, and they're obviously subdividing a lot of stuff these days and making big money on that. So
but it sounds like the property's just a nightmare to begin with, right, Eileen?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
My
husband is starting to talk to Century 21, who has a program that, we'll set you up with the contractor. You can do some updates, and then we'll sell it for you. And if it's not listed in 30 days, we'll reduce the price by 3% every month. Something to steer away from as well?
It sounds a little gimmicky to me. I would just find a good realtor who works in that area and really knows the property, and somebody who has contacts with commercial builders who might be interested in that property for its future development potential. But if it's going to be developed in the future, then you don't want to put any money into the house. Because if they're going to develop it into multiple homes or some other thing, they're going to tear it down probably.
Absolutely, they will. There's fourplexes all around. We're one of the last ones left at the old
grandparents. I would find a realtor who specializes in commercial property, Eileen. Somebody who specializes in commercial. Sell it as a commercial property. You will likely get more money for it because then somebody can develop the property. So, but I would get out of that. You've got to get these family hassles off your plate. You're paying taxes you don't need to be paying. Don't drag it out. Bite the bullet, get it done. It would be our advice. You agree, Tom?
Absolutely, 110%. And these sort of things happen in families.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you have to tell them this is the reality of our current situation. We're going to sell it and move on.
855-935-TALK. That's our phone number. Tim, it's your turn. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey.
Hey, Tim.
Today's going well. I had some questions about I-bonds.
Sure. They annoy Tom, but I'll talk to you about them.
I purchased the limit for me, and I've also purchased the limit for my wife in a gift account. Of course, the rate's really good, so I was trying to figure out if there's a way for me to buy even more.
Nope. It's $10,000 per Social Security number.
Can you buy them for his kids?
Okay, and so even...
Yeah, but they won't be his. They'll belong to his children.
Yeah, so you'd be gifting them.
You'd be gifting them. The only thing you can do is up to $5,000 of a tax refund. But if you've already filed your taxes, the refund has to be paid directly. You can't take the money and then buy the I-bonds with it. It has to be paid directly to Treasury Direct to buy the I-bonds. So at this juncture, you're talking 10 grand apiece. Now, bear in mind, this is something very, very important to remember about I-bonds. They pay great rates when we have high inflation.
Like now paying 9%, but then in six months,
zero.
They may look at that and say, no, it's only paying blank.
If there's no inflation, they pay zero, period. So that 9 is going to get diluted over the time you hold those bonds if inflation declines.
And you have to hold them.
You have to hold them for at least a year.
Yeah.
And 5 years to avoid a 3-month interest penalty.
Yeah, I was getting like 0.5% on my CDs.
Oh, I know.
So,
I know. I bought them too. I bought them too.
Yeah, it felt like it was worth holding on to them for, even if it's only 2 years, it's better than 0.5%, I felt.
You're right. No, I bought them too. I wish I could buy more, but the government won't allow it yet, although there is talk in Congress about raising the limit to $100,000. Because, the government can use our money.
And there's a lot of talk in Congress, by the way, as you may remember.
About a lot of stupid
things.
That's what
I'm saying. There's a lot of talk in Congress.
So that's the story of the I-bonds. Tim, thanks so much. We appreciate you being there. Tom?
Yes.
We're pretty much running out of time.
I'm that close to nodding off here, so no offense.
So do you have anything you'd like to add
think I just said it. I'm that close to not. We still have to get up and do a Q&A here in half an hour. I'm honestly thinking I might take a nap between now and then.
You can't. Where would you nap between now and then?
I don't know. It's a good question.
This is fun to watch. We've got people. The children who have turned the escalator into a theme park ride.
Apparently so. We've seen them coming, going, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Thanks for being a part of this weird show we did from Maidenbauer. I'm Don McDonald.
Hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future, so past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial product or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.